cane, Louisiana cane, we call it here, it grows from the stalk.
Oh, it does? It
grows from the stalk, and it comes out, and you have to plant that whole stalk, you know. Mm-hmm. And it comes up from the eyes and goes on.
I see. Well, there's something now that you, nowadays, you don't can't find very much molasses in the store. There's something else that you buy that's like that, that's sticky.
No, we don't.
K-Ro.
Some people buy K-Ro, but I don't buy no K-Ro.
It's K-Ro what, though?
That's all K-Ro syrup.
Okay, now it's different from molasses, right?
Yeah, there's K-Ro, there's a dark K-Ro, and then there's a white K-Ro.
What's the difference in it, basically, in molasses?
It's just not made like molasses. Molasses is made cooked in a pan. You have a mill and grind that stalk cane up and get that juice out there and have a long pan, about 12 feet long, and start in one end and go out the other. It's molasses.
I see. If you were talking about molasses to somebody, would you be more likely to say molasses is thick or molasses are thick?
Well, I'd say this molasses is not thick. If it wasn't thick.
No, I mean,
it's not too thin for me. I don't like it unless it's thick, you know.
I see. Okay. Have you ever heard of long sweetening and short sweetening?
Oh.
All right. You want to say something is not artificial. You might say this is for talking about leather, for example, you might say this is gin. Another way of saying real, you might say this isn't artificial, this is gin.
This is, well, I wouldn't know what I used to say.
About genuine?
This is genuine leather.
Yeah, now that's
not imitation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's not imitation. Okay, if you're buying sugar loose, would you ever, well, I think more in terms of buying feed this way. You know, you'll have a big container and there'll be a truck come around with it. You're saying you're buying your feed in bulk?
In bulk? No, I never. We never bought nothing like that.
Do they sell it that way around?
No, not no sugar now. There always comes in bags, you know, 10-pound or 100-pound bags, 5 or 10. You can buy it in a 100-pound bag, you know. Go to a store and buy it.
If you like something sweet on your toast in the morning, you might use jam or you might use
jelly.
On your kitchen table, there are two shakers, and they contain
salt and pepper.
If there was a bowl of apples on the table and you wanted one, you couldn't quite reach them maybe, you might say, hey, get.
Pass me the apple.
All right, would you say, give me? Instead of saying, pass me, would you ever say, give?
I don't know whether I'd send them to give it to me now.
Okay. Oh, are you talking about these boys? No, I'm talking about?
Those were other boys.
All right. Where did you park the car? Why, it's right over.
Right around behind the house.
Yeah, but you might say, it's right over.
Right over there?
Okay, would you ever say over yonder?
I might say over yonder.
Okay, is over yonder a specific distance?
No.
How far would yonder be?
Well, that cow, she's not out of yonder. She's over yonder on the other side of the pond, she'd be yonder.
Oh, then it's farther.
Yeah.
I just want to get a general idea of how far over yonder would be. Okay. Don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
I'm not a doctor, but I have a brother